Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody. This is Woody Bowling, and you are ready and listening to another episode of the Buckeye Advisor here in Dayton, Ohio at 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton. And I am super happy on this beautiful Saturday morning to be joined by my co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure. Matt, how are you on this fine Saturday morning?
I'm doing great, Woody. How are you?
Doing well. I hope you can tell the enthusiasm of my voice. It's been a crazy week, but I'm excited to talk to everyone out there.
Yeah, you know what? Me as well. It's been, I think a lot of our weeks have been crazy. You know, when we're talking about money and investments and planning for retirement, it's it's not been kind of like normal times, you know? So I'm excited to talk about it, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say, as I am each and every time I hear your voice, because people need a lot of reassurance right now, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. There have been a lot of uncertain times over these last 6.5-7 months since the markets really hit their peak in late December of 2021. So, you know, who knew in what 2022 was going to bring? But until the crystal ball is repaired, we're going to keep walking clients and helping people through the process of understanding what's going on in the markets, how they can better protect themselves, how they can implement different strategies to protect themselves, not only in this market, but also continue to make money when the market is on the upswing as well.
Yeah. And that's kind of the key here, is to know how to react under different market conditions, right? I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, and even last year, you know, things were booming in the market. We were reaching record highs, seems like just about every day in the major indexes. And, you know, now it's been very, very volatile. We saw this a few years ago, too, back in about probably, 2018, 2019, there was a lot of volatility in the markets as well. And people weathered that storm. We are glad to be able to be here on the Buckeye Advisor to help people weather this one. And, of course, Woody already mentioned it, that the Buckeye Advisor is the name of the show. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website, folks, and the telephone number if you would like to reach Woody, 937-974-6200. Woody, what did you do this week as far as work and life and all of the above? I'm sure you stopped by the gas station and might have at least breathed a slightly apprehensive sigh of relief, as gas prices seem to have come down at least just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the government wants us to believe that a 20 or 30% reduction per gallon in the price of gas is something we should all be singing a song of hallelujah about. But I think most people out there are smart enough to realize that that is not to celebrate. A $4.60 a gallon gas is not something to celebrate. And you're right. I was out busy this week meeting with people, meeting with new opportunities and with current clients. And, you know, the beautiful thing about this week is, you know, we talked a little bit before we came on the air about security and how important it is to people and in different facets of their life. You know, people want to feel secure when they're in their own home, whether it's their home or an apartment or whatever. They want to feel secure from invasions, from, you know, just from bad things that can happen. And the same way with people in financial markets and in life and in planning for retirement, executing a plan during retirement. And then also, you know, people have been asking me, Woody, what should I do with my 401k? I'm still going to work for a few more years. What can I do with it? Am I in the right strategies? Am I in the right funds? And that's something that I do for people because I enjoy helping people. That's what I'm here for. So it's been a great week, a real blessing, but security is so important. And I just can't say enough that that is an enjoyable part of what I do in my practice and helping people feel secure, whether it's with their Medicare plan, a health insurance alternative plan, life insurance. You know, life insurance can be a tax-free benefit to heirs, to beneficiaries, whether it's a spouse or whether it's children or grandchildren. It can make a difference when it comes to paying, you know, potential taxes on estate if there are any taxes due. So inheritance taxes, for example, for kids. So lots of great things that go along with security. And, you know, being a fiduciary that's an independent advisor is the best choice that I've ever made when I made that choice several years ago. And, you know, every week it seems like it gets reinforced more and more.
Yeah. Acting in the best interests of the client rather than acting in the best interests of, you know, yourself or some company somewhere. A lot of people, when they know that and when they find that out, they're like, oh, you're not just trying to make a buck off of me. You're trying to help me make a buck so that I can have a better retirement down the road.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better. I mean, you know, to have a consultation with me, whether it be Zoom, whether it be in-person, which of course most people these days are perfectly fine with in-person consultations, will not cost one penny. And I can't make it any cheaper than that. So, you know, that one consultation can be a life-altering conversation for many people, because once we're able to accumulate all the information that I need to go back and do research, and I have a whole lot of professionals that work behind the scenes for me that help me come up with great strategies and other ideas, it's a process that's super easy and very convenient, no obligation, no cost. And, you know, it's just us putting a plan together. In some cases, it's evaluating what they already have in place. Does it make sense? Is it the best option? We're going to go back and we can do head-to-head comparisons. And people will really be surprised at the value that we can add to their life, to their portfolio, and just to their sense of overall security in life and being on the right path.
Yeah. And you'll find, folks, I think that word security will keep coming up a lot this week. And kind of the theme of the show today, Woody, that we've set out there is replacing your bonds for a better retirement. And we'll get into a lot of that as well as we move along throughout the show here today. First, though, I wanted to share our financial wisdom quote of the week. It comes from our old friend, Benjamin Franklin, our very old friend, Benjamin Franklin, who shared a lot of knowledge with us during his life in the early years of this country. And he said, quote, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." I think that's great because the more you know, the more you can earn, the more you can save, the more you can have for yourself and your loved ones in your later years.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Ben Franklin did a lot of amazing things. Actually, when I looked at the ages of our founding fathers, and many of them in the 20 to 27 year old range, and the knowledge and the wisdom that they were able to execute documents that are still standing 246 years later, like our Constitution, amazing stuff. But Ben Franklin knew what he was talking about. And it's true, when you take the time, you know, for me as an advisor and as a planner to invest a few minutes or a couple of hours or whatever it is, giving some of the knowledge about what I do and some of the topics that I'll cover with folks when we talk, that time, that investment is not only good for me, I want my client to understand what's going on. It's great for them because then when I leave and then when I come back and then we're working together to execute and implement a plan, they know why we're doing the plan. And that makes all the difference in the world, because I can talk to people and I ask them, what are you invested in? Well, do you know why you're invested in those 15 or 20 different mutual funds? Not really. So it's an eye-opening conversation. So when we cover, you know, the risk profile questionnaire, and I understand how they feel, and I ask them a few questions about how they feel about, you know, this and this and this. It's a two-way conversation that makes both sides feel like they're being understood. And that means that relationship is going to stay stronger, longer, and through the thick and thin of this market and in future markets. So that's the beauty of it. And that's a great quote. And that's my long-winded summary of his quote and what it meant.
Yeah. Well, no, it's very true. I like it. But I think Ben would be proud if he were here with us today.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I live to flatter. Let's go on as we move through the show here, Woody, and we were talking about, you know, kind of the theme of things being, you know, replacing your bonds for better retirement. We're going to sort of touch on that a little bit here as we go on through. And I think it's time to play right or wrong along with our listeners. So what's going to happen here? And folks, you can play along at home or in the car, wherever you are. Play along with us and guess if these particular statements are right or wrong. It's kind of like a little bit like true or false situations here. OK, so Woody, I'll give you the statement and then you tell us if it's right or if it is wrong and why.
Before we play, can I make a confession?
Yeah, sure.
Next to The Price is Right, this is my favorite game. So I'm just saying that puts this game on a pretty high category. And I hope our listeners feel the same way, because actually it's fun, but it's also informational, and that's the goal.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, right in, as we go into it, we gave that quote from Benjamin Franklin about knowledge, you know. So this is, we're testing your knowledge here, folks, with our little quiz, right or wrong. So I'm going to read the first statement here, Woody, and then you, our expert, tell us if this is right or wrong, okay? Statement number one. There is no product safer than a bank CD when it comes to protecting your money.
Matt, I believe that would be wrong. As much as I hate to tell you, but there are a couple of other ways that you can have a protected part of your portfolio. And you know, the portfolio doesn't have to be just for retirement. I mean, we can talk shorter term strategies, but ultimately a bank CD is safe. There's no disputing that. And so I'm never going to tell somebody it's not good to have cash reserves. But beyond the normal cash reserves that people need, and most of the time, you know, I recommend around 6 months or so of your household expenses, plus or minus. And I've got clients that have several times that amount in their savings accounts, and they're just comfortable with having that certain amount there because it's a nice round number, and that's okay. You know, it's your money. You work hard to accumulate it. So, you know, we've got an option called a fixed indexed annuity. It can protect that hard-earned wealth, and it does not have to be an IRA. It can be a Roth IRA, or it can be just money that you've been able to save and accumulate and put into this fixed indexed annuity, and it's going to protect your principal. And in a down market, it's going to be protecting that principal 100%. When the market or the index that your money is tied to is going from 1 year at the start to 1 year later at the next point in time, it's called a point-to-point strategy. If the market index goes up 10% during that time, then you're going to potentially share in a certain percentage of that gain. And you can do the math very easily and determine that it's going to make way more sense to consider something like that to potentially not only make more, but still also do it in a protected way. The FDIC does insure up to $250,000 in deposits. Here's the catch though, Matt, and I think you may know this already. Banks, what percentage of the financial reserves are banks required to keep on hand?
But this I have learned in some of my financial training. Here's only 10%, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a low number and people are shocked by that.
Yeah.
Because the Fed lets the bank, when they take in money on a CD, the Fed lets the bank loan out a multiple of that number, 6 to 7 times that amount, and that bank can lend it out for credit cards, car loans, whatever they want to do. So when you dump your money in your CD and they give you 1%, 1.5%, and they ask you to jump up and down for joy, they're lending that money out at about a 5 or 6 times that rate and that amount because Fed lets them do that. So fixed indexed annuities not only offer a potential return that's very strong, but also they also are required. The insurance companies that issue those products are required to keep $1 on hand for $1 they take in. And that means 100% financial reserve requirement. You can't get any better than that. That's part of our procedures to educate people and let them know that there's other things out there than just walking into your local bank and plunking down some money, or the bank guys calling them up on the phone 20 times a week saying you got some money in your savings. What do you want to do with it? So, you know, we're here to tell people that there's other great ways they can consider doing things with their money and still protect it.
All right. So that is number one. And so I guess we'll move on. If my math is correct, we'll move on then to number two.
I think so.
Usually comes after one. Here we go, Woody. Let's see about this one as we continue playing right or wrong. So here's statement number two. If you choose to take a lump sum on your pension when you retire, you can receive up to a 10% bonus on your money. Is that right or wrong?
That would be correct. You are right, Matt. There are insurance companies that offer fixed indexed annuity products that will offer a bonus anywhere from 3% all the way up to 10% on the deposit, which of course is the initial amount of the annuity being deposited and set up into the account, a principal protected account, as we discussed just a minute ago. But that doesn't mean just because of the multiple insurance carriers that I work with, it doesn't mean that the one that pays out the highest potential bonus up front is the most appropriate. I want to be clear there. And as a fiduciary advisor, you know, based upon all the input that I get from clients and what their situation is, where they're at in life, how much they have today, how much do they want 10 years from now? Do they need income now? Do they need it later? If so, how much? So keep in mind, all their savings as part of our retirement strategy is not going to go into this fixed index annuity. This is for a portion of their savings. So the 10% bonus one, it may be the most appropriate one at the time, or it may not be. Yeah. But we're going to look through the options, and that's part of what I do as a fiduciary. To make sure that people are in the right product at the right time, so that we know over the years that we're going to be able to look back and say that was where we should have been and that's where we were.
Right. And that's, you know, sort of goes back to this theme that always comes up in my head when I'm speaking to you or to, you know, any other financial advisor, is it's not a one size fits all thing. You don't just like, you come to Woody Bowling, the Buckeye advisor, and he sells you package A or B or C, and that's it. You really tailor it to folks in their particular situation, because what's right for your aunt, uncle, mom, dad, neighbor, whomever, might not necessarily be perfect for you.
You got it. And you know what, as an independent fiduciary advisor, the difference between myself and let's say somebody that works for one of the big well-known names on Wall Street as an investment advisor or financial advisor that is not a fiduciary, they're going to basically have commitments that they have to fulfill as a company with mutual fund families. And they're going to be having to, and almost every statement I look at for people that I work with, I can always bank on probably one of 7 or 8 mutual fund families showing up multiple times within that monthly or quarterly statement that I'm evaluating. And they're going to be there, and they're going to be in 12 to 20 different mutual funds. There's usually a lot of overlap. So, you know, that's the difference. If people don't know what they don't know,
right?
I think that's how the saying goes, right? So until someone brings it to their attention and really says, oh, okay, well, this is the same thing, but you've got it in four different mutual fund families. Why do you need that?
Yeah.
So it's because the advisor is fulfilling some sort of quota. That's not a fiduciary approach, yeah. And we don't do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we continue on with right or wrong, we got one more statement here for you to tell us if it is right or if it's wrong here, Woody. Number three, and it is, the happiest retirees have paid off their home. Right or wrong?
Right. Very, very true. I've seen it live and in action. And that would be my number one request to folks. If, you know, if you're in your late 40s, early 50s, or early 60s, And people will get a 30-year mortgage because it's the lowest monthly payment. And I understand that. I have my own budget I live by. My wife doesn't like it sometimes, but we've got a budget, believe it or not. And paying that house off can make a, oh my gosh, just psychologically the difference for people. And you know, I'll tell you this, not everybody is in that situation where they can do it, but they can still retire comfortably and they can still have money to draw from in retirement. And I've got other professionals in other areas like the mortgage field that I use that I also can refer people to. And we can just sit down and run the numbers and find out if those strategies make sense. So if you have the mortgage down at least to a reasonable amount, then you still have a very good opportunity to eliminate that mortgage and make that budget still work in retirement without blowing, and that's the key, without blowing all those financial reserves set aside for retirement.
Yeah. Well, very, very good, good news there. There are options, even if you don't have just this big lump sum of cash, to be able to pay off that mortgage. Well, that was right or wrong. Got two of them right, and one of them was wrong today. It's, you know, not too bad. If I was, if that was my batting average, I'd be doing pretty well.
Hall of Famer.
That's right. Exactly.
Higher than Pete Rose, who should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. And that's another conversation for another show, probably. But you batting over 600, you would be doing really well.
Yes, I would think so. All right. So we're going to take a moment here, Woody, and play actually a story. You know, we talked about inflation to start off the show. Which we kind of, it's a recurring theme around here, especially because inflation has been so high over the last several months. There are certain things, at least a few, that inflation really hasn't impacted. And I actually did a story on this, put it together this past week, and I wanted to share it with our listeners. We can chat about it before we go to the break right afterwards. But here, folks, is a little bit of a look at what inflation is not impacting. It seems like prices are going up everywhere, but that's not 100% true. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. We've all been feeling the pain of inflation, which is causing consumer prices to soar at levels not seen in more than 40 years. From the gas station to the grocery store, we're paying more for just about everything we buy. But not every product is causing our dollars to fly out of our pockets. Take Costco, for example. The big box membership chain's CEO had a one-word answer recently during an interview with CNBC when asked if the company would raise the price of a signature food court staple. No. The hot dog and soda combo is staying where it's been for years, $1.50.
You know, we're a volume business. We're not a margin business. And we drive a lot of sales. That's all we know. That's what we do.
CEO Craig Jelinek also said something else is staying unchanged, Costco's membership fee. An increase from the current $60 one-year membership or $120 for a premium membership is not on the table. So what about his overall feelings on the economy?
You know, overall, I think the consumer is not doing bad. As you can see, unemployment is down significantly. If people want to work, they can work. So, you know, my view at the moment, things aren't so bad.
Costco is not the only place you can find some steady prices. According to the World Economic Forum, there are at least three things not affected or barely affected by inflation. They are public transit, which saw prices increase by just 1.9% year over year, at least as of May. Some vegetables like tomatoes and potatoes as well. They rose much less than meat, fish, and poultry prices. And surprisingly, electronics. The price of a TV actually fell 1.5%, audio and video equipment fell by at least 3%, and the average price of a smartphone nosedived more than 13%. So, will you spend your money on any of the categories where inflation is having the least impact? That's a key question to consider as overall prices continue to climb. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. So, Woody, what'd you think about that? I mean, the CEO of Costco, he is just really dead set on not raising that price of that hot dog combo.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, good for him. I like that story. I'm not a Costco member. I have been a member of Sam's Club over the years off and on. But true confession, don't tell anybody. And I hope all the listeners will keep it to themselves. Currently, I am not a member of any discount clubs.
Well, see, I used to be, so when I lived in New York, I lived in Queens, and for a time lived right above Costco. The apartment building was built basically on top of a mall, and the Costco was in the mall. And so we were members of Costco at that time. Moved away, and there really wasn't a Costco around. So now I am a member of a Sam's Club. And during the pandemic, trust me, the staying at home, ordering paper towels, toilet paper, and all of that in bulk from the Sam's Club really came in handy for quite a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And hey, it's cheaper per roll too. All right, so just about time for us, Woody, to take our first time out here. But stick with us, folks. This is the Buckeye Advisor. Once again, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and that's advisor with an O-R, all right? So thebuckeyeadvisor.com. To schedule your free consultation, just learn more about the show. You can hear past episodes, and you can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts as well. Please leave us a rating. We'd love to get that feedback from you as well. We'll stick around. More Buckeye Advisor coming up in just a few minutes.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Protect your hard-earned money today and schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I am Matt McClure here alongside the Buckeye Advisor himself, Woody Bowling. And Woody, we're going to I get very excited about the problem solver, and I'm almost even skipped over the dad joke just now, but we can't miss the dad joke. So I'm getting very excited for what's coming up with our problem solver segment. So I guess that can serve as a tease for it, my excitement, and I hope that's coming through. But we have to start off our second half of the show with the dad joke of the week. Woody, lay it on us.
So you're right. The dad joke of the week, that is a segment that, you know, I would like to say I get at least hundreds of letters each week about this segment, but I don't. So I'm going to be honest. But anyways, I do have a joke for you. Are you ready?
I am so ready for it.
Perfect. Okay, Matt, why do dads take two pairs of socks when they go golfing? And I am a golfer.
I've played golf in the past, but I am not great. So I would love to be better, but I'm not great. I don't know. I only had one pair of socks with me that day, so I had no idea.
Me too. In case they get a hole in one. as a golfer, I've never gotten a hole in one, but I have gotten a hole in my socks before. Not necessarily starting on the golf course, but it's another in a long line of free, funny dad jokes brought to you by the Buckeye Advisor.
I love it. I love it. And you see, you got a hole in your sock. You wish you had that second pair in case you got a hole in one. All right.
That's right.
I love it. Well, now I mentioned being excited for it. So I guess hopefully the anticipation has been building.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
I just love the drama of that introduction to our problem solver segment.
It's virtually unmatched.
So basically what happens, folks, is I present Woody, the Buckeye Advisor, with a problem. And he, of course, is the man with the solution. So here we go, Woody. This one, we've been talking a lot about market volatility and people wanting to feel security, right? So this sort of falls right in line with that. So the problem is, you know, folks concerned about market volatility and bonds underperforming their expectations. Market losses, poor payouts from bonds, they can really be a drain on people's portfolio. And rising interest rates make your bonds worth even less, right? So how do folks deal with that, the market volatility and underperforming bonds?
Yeah, there's a couple of different solutions, and that is a problem that is profound, and it's a problem that affects people all over the country, not only here in Ohio, but all over the country that are listening, not just to me, but they're looking for solutions. And, you know, one solution that I use in place of bonds is fixed indexed annuities, and I've been using them for years, and I have witnessed time after time after time how moving part of their portfolio, their retirement savings or just savings that they have, how much of a difference that can make in their ability to sleep at night, because they know even if the market or their index that follows the market or what part of the market it goes under, if that index drops 20 or 30% as the market's done over the last 6.5, 7 months, they lose nothing. So when you're in a principal protected solution, and we have solutions, not only principal protected, but otherwise that can help manage risk just as well. So you're going to get market-like gains and you're going to lose potentially nothing in a bad market. So you have principal protection that allows you to sleep at night. And it's not just the same old principal protection where you're getting nothing almost from the bank accounts that you have. You know, when you replace those bonds that are suffering dramatically in this rising interest rate environment, you know, what's happened, Matt, is we've been a victim of artificially low interest rates since 2007, 2008, when the tech bubble burst in 2000, 2001, 2002. And then when the subprime mortgage crisis and the housing crisis happened in 07, 08, when the market was down 55%. The Fed had to take rates down to zero and keep them there for very, very long periods of time. They would nudge them up a little, back down again. So the economy has been, and bonds have gotten a little bit of a free ride in that environment with the low interest rates. But now as in a rising rate environment, and every economist virtually that gets surveyed today, if I have to say which way are interest rates going to go over the next few years, what would you say?
I mean, I would say that nowhere but up, really, at this point. And the Fed has said as much, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, so there's only one way for interest rates. So when these rates go up, it affects the prices of bonds in a negative way. And, you know, so replacing these bonds, the old portfolio model, there needs to be a paradigm change for the public to protect themselves and their investments. And, you know, that's part of our solution. So considering that, and you're also going to be able to accumulate with that fixed indexed annuity as well. It's not just to protect the money and not make any, but it's also an option to consider where you can protect the principal and grow it. And I've got dozens and dozens and dozens of clients that I've done these for. And it's a great situation when the market is down where you lost nothing. But when the market is up, you shared in the gain on that part of your money. And of course, managing the other part of their money in a fiduciary advisory capacity, where we're looking to set them up with unique solutions where they can be in the market and they can choose from a variety of strategies that we come up with based on their own risk and, you know, their own risk profile. That is the fun of what I do long term.
And you know, you were talking to me just before we went on the air a little bit earlier on today, Woody, about people really wanting to feel secure with, you know, where they're putting their money, what they're doing with their money, especially when looking toward the future and planning for retirement, right? They want to take their money and put it somewhere where it's going to grow. As you said, you don't just want to put it somewhere and let it sit there and do nothing and then come back and say, oh, well, I got the same amount of money I had 20 years ago or whatever. You want it to put it somewhere. You want it to grow. And then you want it to be safe in the process. And I know you have had some clients here recently who have switched over to a product like a fixed indexed annuity that really does offer them more security than perhaps other alternatives do.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, security is definitely the theme for this week. And we have a book that was written by an advisor colleague of mine who's based out of Atlanta, and it's called Annuity 360. And we read some audio chapters on air in some of our programs. And it is a very, very comprehensive, detailed explanation on how different types of annuities work. It talks about regular fixed annuities that are more like CDs. It talks about variable annuities, which are very high in fees. And they're also based on stock market participation because the mutual funds that make up those sub-accounts are in the market. It's just a mutual fund-driven annuity is all it is. And they also include, in most cases, very expensive riders that can drive up those charges on that annuity to somewhere between 3 and 5% annually, which is going to really drag the return on that annuity. So, you know, meeting with people, it's always a pleasure to see the look on their faces when we see the annual statement. They made some money, because if you're not making money, inflation is eroding that purchasing power of those dollars. I literally have met with people that said, hey, I've got this much money in a can somewhere hidden in the house or in their mattress, under the mattress. I've heard it all. You get a feel for it where people, sometimes you have to understand that it's great to have some money you can get your hands on. And we definitely recommend that. But you also have to strike that balance. You've got to have some risk. You've got to have some smart risk in your portfolio. So for that percentage that's going to be strategically managed, that's going to be in the market, you know, we excel in managing that as well. And we use TD Ameritrade as our custodian of funds on that side of my business, on the investment advisory side. And so it's a phenomenal thing to have someone like TD Ameritrade as a custodian. They're one of the best out there. But, you know, safety, security is something that everybody strives for in many parts of their life. So whether it be a health insurance plan that's right, whether it be a Medicare plan that's right, I don't work with all the Medicare plans out there, but I work with several of the big name players that you've seen their commercials and you've heard their names for years because they've been around for decades. So that's part of the overall comprehensive strategy, you know, that you get from working with the Buckeye Advisor. And, you know, sometimes it's easy for people to call me, you know, 937-974-6201. Sometimes people email me at Woody with a Y at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. So, you know, different ways to reach out to me. The goal is just really to have an initial conversation and understand where people are coming from and what they're looking for. And we go in and we do second opinions of people that have current annuities that they've had for a while. They just want to know, is this annuity any good?
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I love to give people an annuity update, an annuity x-ray, you might call it. Second opinion. If you're going to have knee surgery or shoulder surgery, most people get a second opinion. So, yeah. You know, there's different factors that are involved. And, you know, and I realize that everybody I talk with, I'm not going to work with, and that's okay. There are people that sometimes we talk or we meet or both, and we just decide mutually that it's not a good fit. And that's okay. So, you know, life is not perfect and we will never pretend it is.
Yeah. But if you don't explore that option, then you don't know if that relationship is going to work. It could be, like you said earlier in the show, you know, that initial conversation could be a life-changing experience for somebody, a life-altering experience, if they find that you are the right person to work with and talk to and get financial advice from. And can really, you know, help change things for them for the better, you know, now and in the future when they're planning for their retirement years also. So that's something that, just to keep in mind, folks, if you don't know what you don't know. We said that earlier in the show as well. But you can find out, thebuckeyeadvisor.com again is the website, Woody. All right, so let's move along here as we go along through our Saturday. And this week in history is what we've got next on the docket. And I know that the first one, Woody, you wanted to talk about because this is a biggie.
It is. It really is. It fundamentally altered our society. I mean, this week in history, in the business side of things, the Ford Motor Company in 1903 sold its first automobile, the Model A.
Wow.
And 1,750 models of this vehicle were made from 1903 and 1904. So think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, 120 years ago, and yeah, they only made 1,750 over a year's time.
It's crazy. I mean, they could, you know, I'm not saying technology's come a long way, but they could probably make that many in, I don't know, a day.
Yeah,
a few hours.
Yeah, for sure.
that's amazing. Kind of crazy.
And get this, the car came equipped as a two-seat runabout, and the price for it was between $800 and $900. And top speed was 28 miles per hour, which, of course, is about the equivalent of a decent moped that I had as a teenager delivering newspapers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that was, I'm sure it felt like they were just about to take off and fly back then, because it was not a thing. Like, you know, it wasn't, you didn't get, it was, I think they even called them the horseless carriage back then, you know,
right.
It's something that people had never done. And so when it was brand new, I'm sure 28 miles an hour felt like it was 150 to us.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, there was something else that happened on this date back in 1966. This one from the music realm, when Frank Sinatra's hit single "Strangers in the Night" went to number one on the U.S. album chart. And "Strangers in the Night" actually, the album itself contained a combination of pop hits, of show tunes. It's considered to really bridge that gap between classic jazz-oriented big band for more of, you know, which we kind of know Frank Sinatra and a lot of singers of that era from, and contemporary pop. Is sort of a bridge between the two. And, you know, I think it's just such a classic. I'm actually singing it in my head right now.
Wow. Frank Sinatra was amazing. And, you know, he really peaked right before I was born and as I was a youngster. But, you know, when I look back and see some of his old performances, the guy was just incredible. I think his nickname was Old Blue Eyes, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely so.
I think so.
And of course, anytime I see, you know, old footage of Frank Sinatra, I'm like, it's in black and white. I can't even see his blue eyes.
Exactly.
I'm like, how do
we have to take their word for it.
I know. I'm like, how do we know they were really telling the truth? What if they were brown? But I mean, this was this album won so many awards. Sinatra actually earned two Grammys for that album, including Best Male Vocal Performance and Record of the Year. That was the Record of the Year in 1966. Wow. So that's a big one right there.
Kudos to Frank. And then it looks like I've got number three, Matt, which is in one of my favorite topics in life, and it's sports. On this week in 1961, Roger Maris hit four home runs, tying the American League record for a doubleheader. He ended the day with 40 homers on the season and would go on to hit 61 home runs, and that was his year that he set the single season record. So kudos to Roger Maris, who was one of the great New York Yankees of all time. Although I'm a big Reds fan, I can still recognize greatness no matter what.
And as we continue on in the show, we've got a bit of a tip for you. You know, things are getting more and more expensive out there as far as, you know, the gas prices. Luckily, they've come down a bit here over the past several weeks. We're at least not to those astronomical record highs. We are feeling a bit of relief, at least comparatively speaking, to where we were just a few weeks ago. So that's been some good news, but prices still a lot higher than usual. So people are looking for ways to save on, especially this summer, as they go about traveling. I know that, you know, I've been doing a little bit more traveling this year than I did last year and certainly the year before. And so, this in our segment that we're calling Cost Cutter this week, traveling on a budget. What's something, Woody, that people might not have thought of, a nice little tip that you can share a way that people can save on their summer vacation?
Well, you know, I've talked to people, I've got clients, I've got friends and family and people I went to school with. You know, people don't think about it, but our national parks here in this beautiful United States of America that we live in, they actually have days where they do not charge any type of entry fee at all. And so it's a beautiful thing to be able to travel, to get a discount. Some of the national parks have no fees. Some of them offer discounts for military people, which is a wonderful thing. You know, a big shout out to all the veterans that we have in our country and all the people currently serving. And also they have discounts for seniors. So, you know, it's a great place to go and check out the beauty of our country on a budget. You know, and people do it in their own campers and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a beautiful country we live in, and I would encourage people to get out and see it. But, you know, you're right. Inflation is still hot, and there are no signs currently that it is going to be going in any other direction besides up, or at least in the current levels for a while. So it's going to continue to be an inflationary environment. So we need to be vigilant about how we spend, how we budget, how we spend our money. And also we need to make sure that, you know, despite the market's craziness in the last 7 months, not to give up hope that market will return. It's going to happen over time. It's just a matter of when. And that's why we're here to help and make sure that people know historical patterns and they can see and understand. It may be a little different this time, some of the circumstances, but overall, the cycle will continue.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm glad that you mentioned there, talking about travel, national parks. I do think it's a shame that people don't think of our national parks as much as they probably should as a destination to go on vacation. And talking about it, it really makes me want to go camping myself. I used to love camping. I went quite a bit as a kid and as a teenager. And then over the last couple of decades, haven't really done that. And I need to get back outdoors. I think it's a great thing to just connect with nature and spend your time doing that. Because as you said, Woody, it's a beautiful country we live in. You might as well go see it.
Yeah. I mean, I love the outdoors. I love mowing grass. I love playing golf and just being outside, getting away from the hustle and bustle of things. So yeah, get out and do it.
Yeah. I love cutting the grass too. It's such a weird thing when I say that to people sometimes. They're like, why in the world do you like doing cutting? But I'm like, it gives me time to think. And then, right, you know, I kind of get away to myself, and then it gives me a sense of accomplishment at the end. I'm like, look at how, you know, I can stand there and be proud of the work that I've done. And that is, it's a great thing, and it's a visual thing. So that helps.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just a couple of minutes left, about 3 or 4 minutes left here, Woody, in our show for this week. But anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners as far as any tips or advice along the lines of security in their investments as far as planning for their retirement goes?
You know, I think overall every plan is not complete unless it includes, a comprehensive discussion of healthcare, life insurance, estate planning, and also making sure that a part of the portfolio is going to be protected, you know, the principal's protected. So regardless of how much or how little people have accumulated, you know, we're going to continue to focus on the macro, the entire overall plan. And once we know the overall plan, as far as the different factors involved in it, that's how we're going to come up with a specific strategy where we can help people execute things to get where they want to go. And, you know, a lot of people I talk to are already in really good shape, but they need to be fine-tuned. You know, maybe there's some ways we can save them money, save them fees in a current portfolio strategies they're in with another advisor. Maybe it's an annuity that's underperforming that is doing okay, but we can do better, you know, and that's what it is in life. I mean, you can be doing okay, but people don't always understand that there are opportunities to do better. And that can make a really big difference of thousands and sometimes tens of thousands of dollars when it comes to overall savings for retirement. And so we want to start big with the overall picture, then focus on each one and how well it's going to fit into the overall strategy we come up with. And then, you know, we're going to come up with a plan that I'm going to help you execute, and we're going to review it. We're going to review it once, twice, four times a year, depending on, you know, the person that I'm working with and how often they want to chat with me or see me. So I'm going to be right there. I have my own money invested alongside my clients, and, you know, and I will completely tell people, this is where my money is at in this strategy and how much of it, at what percentage. And, you know, that's how you build trust.
Folks, if you would like to find out more and speak with Woody, get that free consultation that he's talked about, completely free, no obligation at all. That phone number is 937-974-6201. And again, the website is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Well, just about time to wrap things up here, Woody, but I've enjoyed it again this week, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.
Matt, I think it's been another great show. I've enjoyed having you again, and working with you is a pleasure. And I hope the rest of your weekend is as fun and joyful as this hour has been.
Likewise, sir. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of our listeners. We will see you again next weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.